Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Steven Miran.
This is Jeff Ellis. It is Thursday, September 13th, 2012.
Happy birthday to your son, dude.
Tomorrow. And my brother.
It's not on
tomorrow.
The 13th?
That's the 14th.
It's on the 14th. All right. Well,
I'm the 13th of
I'm
August.
A day early. Episode 8.17, the week two preview show. Can you believe we're already at week two?
Yeah, because week one was long and fun. So it better be week two. I almost feel week three, Steven. And I won't even do the lame Steve Martin joke where the first day felt like 3 days. I won't even do that joke.
You won't.
But it does feel definitely like week two to me. And I'm stoked about this. As I went through and made my meticulous picks, as I always do, went 10-6 last week. Not very happy about that for a 16-week season or week. A 16-game week. I was very frustrated. So, you know, determined to do better this week. Made all my picks. Some very difficult games to pick this week. Yeah, I found
one very difficult.
Well, let me put it this way. I'm counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 games where the spread is 3 or less.
Yeah.
That's half. That means we should be in for some really close games.
That's just that Vegas.
That's Vegas.
Still,
I understand.
Vegas
and
still,
Vegas, by the way, we've got the most dumbest wager line of the week
Vegas
for you.
Vegas still has yet to kind of gauge everybody.
Do we not have the most dumb wager line of the week this week? I mean, come on. We've got a really good one.
Okay.
We got a hot one. And we'll share that with you at the end.
There you go. So let's get it started.
Bringing American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
You were a little early there with your 88.
I know, I usually am. I am usually early with these things. But we recorded all those sounds. Those sounds of football sounds were us at real practices and things.
Was it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, no, that's my audio from practices years ago.
All right.
Years and years ago.
Well, that's
but
good
just
stuff.
So you know, we didn't like steal it from anywhere or anything.
No.
Not that we're opposed to that. We're not saying that at all. But welcome to week two of the NFL.
Oh, my goodness. Good stuff. Football is back
tonight. Thursday night football.
Chicago Bears.
Do you like fun?
Yeah, stop, because I'll punch you. I will punch you. The Chicago Bears travel to Green Bay to face the Green Bay Packers. Today we are going to get to all the games, Jeffrey, okay? Can we do that?
Yeah.
All of the games.
But you realize what we had to do last week.
Yes, we do.
So you know what, though? We had a hard stop against us, and we don't have a hard stop against us. This could be a five-hour show.
Well, that's not true.
That's not true. You got to pick up the girls in 4 hours. So this could be a four-hour show, and all the games will get their proper respect.
Not much to talk about in NFL news other than the fact that the commissioner is
meeting today.
Today.
With the Fab Four.
Didn't Vilma ask to meet alone?
Yeah, he wanted an intimate moment with Roger. I wonder if this is all. I'm not saying that it's just about us making stuff up.
So our duty is to check all rumors, even if they're ridiculous.
Doesn't it seem like, though, that Vilma's been looking for private time with Roger for a while? I'm just going to leave it at that.
All right, leave it at that. Leave it at that. You know what? The Saints placed him on the PUP list, which means he's not available to play to week six anyway.
But it was the new PUP list. It's the new shorter PUP list.
I really am done with all of that.
I really am done with all that.
You know, football
the
is
whole
back.
Bounty
all
thing
I care
is
about
kind of nonsense.
Is getting me to the game.
And could we please have some real officials? We don't have to, you know, because football will go on and we'll still enjoy it. But I'd enjoy it a little bit more with real officials.
Yeah.
You know, and somebody tweeted, it was a great post, when a replacement official gets hurt and has to be replaced, who is that person? Is that like a four-year-old out there?
Here's my thing, and I wish I remembered the person who said this so that I could give him proper credit. I don't know who
it was.
But
again, we don't steal.
But he was right when he said, the American public and NFL fans are like Pavlov's dog. The NFL knows that once the league
ding ding
kicks
are
off,
you salivating?
We're there.
We're
going to watch.
Yes.
I don't care if it's replacement officials.
Replacement players.
Or replacement players. The NFL kicks off.
We're there.
And we're there to watch. And the numbers basically prove that.
Out.
And he was right. We're paddling. Ring, ring.
Okay.
When last year.
I understand that my daughter is watching The Mentalist, but the TV's mine.
A horrible Tennessee Titan team versus a horrible Jacksonville Jaguar team on Monday night.
I'm there.
Can outdraw game three, I believe, of the World Series.
Yeah, that was bad. That was bad.
That tells you all you need to know about
even the boys. Yeah.
How it's going to just it dominates, and it's, that's
it
what
we do. It rules
the
school. I keep saying it, and I'm waiting for other people to start copying me.
So as much
we rule the school, NFL rules school.
And
period.
As much as you can complain about replacement refs, we're going to be there to watch anyway.
You couldn't keep me away. Today feels like a fun day. I woke up excited because there's a game tonight.
There's a game tonight. I'm actually trying to figure out how I'm going to do talk sport radio tonight.
Dude.
During the game.
Get paid more. Do what I do. I don't think they listen to this.
Yeah.
Okay? Yeah.
I don't think they listen
to this. So here's what I do.
Yes.
You got to take from the Jeff playbook.
All right.
Make it an event.
All right.
And have them. You're watching the game for them.
Okay.
You're covering the game for them, for Mike.
Yes.
So you're there all night.
I'm
so
not
you bill
sure
for all night.
That.
You bill for all night. You only check in at the quarter hour, half hour, 45
okay.
minutes, and the hour. You only check in a few times over 3 hours, and you get paid to watch the entire game. You don't get a lot.
I don't want to watch
get
the
a
game
little.
From the Rave Cave. I don't want
to
do that.
Well, you've got you'll have to go Skype, and you won't get the quality.
Yeah.
But you'll have to explain that I'm on location doing this for you.
Okay.
And so, you know, and then you go down to somewhere like Barney's Beanery, and they feed you for free. So now we're getting free food, and we're getting paid, and we're watching football, and we're with fun people. You've got to learn how to work it. Work it.
I see. I'm
work
good.
It.
I'll do
you'll just
my,
do your piece. What, are you going to pause the game,
I'll
do your piece, and go back?
No, because I
it's
think
45 minutes.
They want us to talk about it. So,
they do.
I think it'll go right into halftime. Fortunately, I won't miss that much of the game.
See, that's key. Nothing irks me more than when Mike says to me on radio, so can you explain to me how the Detroit Tigers just hit back-to-back home runs? I'm like, Mike, I don't know they hit back-to-back home runs. I'm talking to you. I'm in a hole. I'm in a cave.
Yeah.
And I'm on radio with you. Well, I don't have a staff of five people, and I don't have 10 TVs up in my room.
Why not? I guess is the question.
Why are we not in the cave? You do the math.
Yeah, I see.
First of all, we couldn't get that much power out here to begin with to power all those TVs.
We could, by the way.
Where are we going to run it from? The Mount Wilson from the Hollywood sign. We will run it down from the Hollywood sign.
They have a transformer.
You know, we'll
right
just take
the
D from Hollywood,
sign.
And it'll say Hollywoo, and we'll run the D's power down to the cave.
Good stuff there. I'm looking forward to
another week
radio.
Of 16 games. We're not ranking these games because
not
at
yet.
Worst, your team is a game back.
So,
at worst,
without
your team
further
is
ado,
a game back.
16 games. Let's get to it. Thursday
here
night
they are.
Football.
Do you like punts?
Really? I'm gonna punch you. I'm gonna punch you.
Just shoot
the
me.
Chicago Bears at Green Bay Packers. The defending NFC North, 15-1, Green Bay Packers on the verge of going 0-2.
And that's the exact thing that I heard on Sirius XM on my way to the Cape. Was can you imagine, it's Adam Schein, can you imagine the Green Bay Packers starting 0-2?
Well, let me tell you why this is important.
For a lot of reasons.
No team.
Team that's ever started 0-2.
0-2 has gone to the playoffs since 09. You have to go back all the way back to 2009.
That's only 3 years.
That's a long time.
Okay, but that's not.
Okay, let me give you even more numbers.
Yeah.
A bigger sample, if you will.
Thank you, a stronger
you're,
sample.
Because you're a huge
statistician,
sample guy.
And you have to have 10
you have
for it to be statistically significant.
Well, there's a
10
there's,
years in this case.
Okay, 10 years. I'm well, like, because 2009, there's a lot of teams playing.
Right, but generally for statistics to matter, the sample size is very important.
Well,
Now
I got to go back 10 years, and I don't have that information.
Well, but we do know how many teams have won Super Bowls after starting 0-2, don't we?
Only two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you're putting yourself in a world of hurt.
Only two.
When you came out, when Green Bay started this season, you know what? Maybe we got distracted by the perfect season last year. Maybe that distracted us a little bit. But we're focused. We're together. We're a better team. and McCarthy's there saying, we're a better team. We're going to be more focused, more resolute. We're going to work harder. We're all going to grow mustaches and be on the cover of Espen the magazine with our mustaches. That looked really weird. Aaron Rodgers, dude, the stash is trash, dude. He can be as scruffy as he wants, but not the stash. He can't pull it off. He's not Tom Selleck. And so the Bears come in 1-0 to Green Bay, 0-1. Green Bay's favored by 5.5.
Yeah.
And for all games, for people to know, weather will only be an issue in the Florida area.
Okay.
Florida could have rain this weekend and thunderstorms. Everywhere else, good weather.
Right.
So, there we go.
I'm sorry. I couldn't get you the 10-year
stats. It's okay. I vamped. So it was almost seamless. Fortunately, nobody noticed. Stephen, what's going to happen?
So, if our statistician out there could
do what I'm told,
let us
love
know.
That guy.
Man, 2-0, 0-2 is not good.
No, but the fact, Stephen. Okay, you're taking Green Bay. I'm taking Green Bay. I don't know your picks.
Wait a minute, you don't know my picks.
Yeah, okay,
don't say that.
But
I'm saying Green Bay because
you know why I'm saying it? Because it's Thursday night football.
It is Thursday night football,
and that is a ridiculously short week of preparation.
It is.
Okay, so there's something mystical, magical, and you're the streak buster. The Dallas Cowboys went and broke the streak of the New York Football Giants.
Yes, they did.
And they said, defending Super Bowl champs, you don't just win your home opener. It's not a given anymore because my boys are going to make sure.
Here's the thing, Jeff.
This Bears team's good.
It is. And I think that the Bears are going to pose the exact same threat the Niners did last week.
Thank you, Steven.
With Matt Forte.
It's a really interesting matchup.
Coming into town.
Yeah.
And Green Bay
can't stop the run. They can't stop the run.
This I will give credit to Jim Rome, who said this morning, the only time the Packers put a lick on Frank Gore last week was after he was in the end zone and they popped him in the end zone, and that should have been a penalty, by the way. That's really the only time they hit
him. Yeah.
He had already crossed the line, and I think it was, I don't know if it was Tremont, somebody took a shot at, I was mad at seeing Frank Gore take a lick in the end zone after he had already scored.
Yeah, late hits, don't like him. There's not a place for him.
So the Packers are in trouble now that here come the Bears with the two-headed monster of Forte and Michael Bush.
Yeah, and with Forte being upset about the two-headed monster, the other head.
That
makes him run harder. You know what? They're only going to get more of Matt Forte's vicious runs.
Yeah.
Because he's mad that he's not getting all the touches.
And unlike the San Francisco 49ers, I believe the Bears are bringing in an even more potent aerial attack.
Oh, yes.
With Brandon Marshall.
Absolutely.
And Jeffries.
Absolutely.
And Jay Cutler throwing the ball pretty well.
But Jay Cutler's still Jay Cutler. Alex Smith tends to refuse to make mistakes, and sometimes that costs him that he won't, you know, just really challenge it
and air it out.
Exactly. Jay Cutler, that's never been a problem. And I got him being intercepted twice in this game.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got this game going down to the wire. Do not get me wrong. But somehow, some way, it's Thursday night football. The home team tends to win of overwhelming majority of the time. And that's why I'm taking the Green Bay Packers. If the Bears win tonight, will not surprise me at all. The Bears are not that good, but they're really good. And the Packers are not that good either. They're really good.
Yeah.
So what you have is two teams that are very evenly matched, divisional rivals, and that's going to basically the nod goes to the short week in the home team.
Yeah,
here.
I think that's why, and I'm going to give you some numbers. 60% of the time since they started playing games on Thursday,
right,
not counting the Thanksgiving specialities.
Yes.
So Thursday night football, the home team not only wins 62% of the time, they cover the spread 60%
of the time. So they win comfortably.
Yeah.
So this is where Green Bay is favored by 5.5. They tend to win by a touchdown, say.
Right, right.
Okay, in Jeff's most powerful rankings, which I need to thank Steven for getting him up last night. I could not. I had to work. It happens. It happens.
And
this is work, too. So I don't know how we differentiate. As far as it's getting paid, I think, is the differentiating factor there.
Yes.
Is I actually got paid. So Green Bay, I've got it number 5 right now. And I think I have the Bears way too low. at number 13, frankly.
You had a lot of things.
Steven, you're supposed to reality check my work, not post it.
Look, man, I told you I am out of the rankings game.
I just want you to, you used to do last year was, you really should rethink this.
Okay.
And then I'd go,
again? Because to be quite
and
honest.
And proofread, please. Because there's probably some misspellings in there.
I'm not doing it. You're paying my daughter $5.
She managed to do it?
She did it.
She did her homework and that?
She finished her homework.
She's in middle school. How does she have time?
The girl is a stud.
She's a machine. So she did do this.
And I didn't even know she had tests yesterday in school, and she nailed both of them. She got 100% in one and 92% in the other.
I don't trust an 11-year-old to proofread.
Yeah,
okay?
She's not going to proofread.
And she's not going to reality check the standings.
And I figured why, and Trisha and I had a conversation about this. I think we know why. Emma can do Elena can do the work, and you kind of didn't like the code. You're probably there trying to figure out what the code is doing.
Here's $5 for your daughter.
Okay, good.
I wouldn't give it to you.
Yeah. she probably just does what I've told her to do.
Fine,
I've showed her what to do, and she will do it. You're probably looking at the code trying to figure out what it's doing.
I know what that's the easy part, Steven.
Okay.
I know what the code's doing.
Then what's the thing?
I've realized that because HTML involves so many irrelevant symbols, not symbols, but letters
yes.
and characters, so many irrelevant characters, seemingly, and so many of them are zeros, that dyslexia boy... They all start to just look like a giant piece of turd. Because dyslexia boy, it can't see the beginning and the end of anything because it all starts to blur together.
I gave her the template. I gave her your spreadsheet. She knocked out in 10 minutes.
No way. I'm not paying $5 for 10 minutes.
She's making...
I am not paying $5 for 10 minutes. Paying 11-year-old $60 an hour. Okay?
Hey, she's working on
code. If her dad could get $60 an hour, it would all be happy in the world. Okay? Just saying.
It is all. She's doing it once a week. She enjoys it.
But if you aggregate it.
Give her the $5.
I did give her the $5.
You did. Thank you.
And so, no, there's some things here.
My only comments are, I think the Bears are a little low. They definitely right now.
I just said the Bears are low.
Okay.
That was my opening critique.
I think the Redskins and the Jets were a little low.
I got the Redskins at 14, Jets at 15.
And as much as the Eagles were really bad, I'm not sure they're quite yet a mossy team.
Mossy team. So just to quickly, for those new, I have my medal teams, gold, silver, and bronze. And those are teams worthy of awards, and those are teams certainly that should be in the postseason if the season ended today. Then there's your neutral teams. Those are teams in white. And then at the end is an obnoxiously long list of teams in green. And if there was such thing in HTML, it would be the color of moss.
Moss, yeah.
But there's not. So they're green, and some people associate green with good, so that gets confusing. Green in this case is bad.
I could make it more like a kind of like a darky kind of like...
Well, then you'd have to change the text to white, probably, so it'd be visible and things like that. And that's more work, I assume. Or maybe it's not. I don't know.
It's a global command.
It's a global... Okay, don't even start with me on programming. I don't care. I don't want to know. And it scares me.
Okay, here's the thing. So is that you saying these are perfect, no point leaving less than glowing comments?
I was trying to get a dialogue going.
Okay, that's funny. Well, the next person left a novel. Of a comment.
It was lengthy, and you know what? You want to submit that as a post, and we'll have it as a guest column.
But I'm going to read this comment from Dave Harrison on your rankings. As a Dolphins fan, who watched the game on Sunday? I don't think we actually even deserve to be on this list at all.
I have to rank all 32 teams. And yes, Miami does come in 32nd. But yeah, you can't leave them off, unfortunately.
And then someone said maybe the Bears should be ahead of the Saints, but other than that, and we just talked about how
that.
The Bears need to probably go.
I would agree with that. And that's one of the reasons I left the comments. I take people's feedback. The negative, hostile comments, I actually take them to heart. I give them about 2 brain cells.
Yes.
And I kick it around. And I go, how do I feel about that? I go, nah, you're wrong. Or, yeah, you got a good point.
Yeah.
And that's it. And next week's will reflect those.
And one thing I'll say also, so this is for everybody who plays fantasy football. Every Thursday morning, 8 a.m. Pacific time, I am going to be spending about 30, 45 minutes on Twitter helping people with their fantasy
That's
football teams.
What you, my phone was just blowing That's up what
I
was this doing. Morning.
People were saying, do I start this guy or this guy? And I was telling them who
start
and
start him, sit him on Twitter with Steven, NFL R&R.
NFL R&R, that's
on,
right.
On Twitter. On Twitter.
Every Thursday morning, before Thursday games, because nowadays, you got to set your lineups on
so
Thursday morning.
So stressful. Thursday, first thing. And some of you may have to do it before you go to bed, depending on where you are in the world.
Exactly, yes.
So you've got to get up, and all you want to look at, this is great free fantasy football advice, all you want to look at is to see if there's a THU in the column of game times. That you're not on mic.
Yeah.
That's all you concern yourself with today. Is do I have any players that are Thursday players on my bench and on my starting roster? If so, do I want them to play? And if you don't worry about it. You got Saturday. You got to see if they practice on tomorrow.
Know your league, though, because there are some leagues who lock the entire roster on Thursday.
That's bullcrap.
It is.
Because
it
the most important thing is who practices Friday.
Right.
And, yeah, for teams that play Thursday, that don't matter. But for the rest of the league that plays on Sunday, all that matters is who practices on Friday. Yeah,
if you're in one such league, talk to your commissioner and say, dude, we got to
slap him around.
This is pretty
This
nonsense.
Is not fair. So there's your fantasy advice for you.
All
and
right,
we're
so
in the middle of this
need,
game. You've got Green Bay. I've got Green Bay.
Okay, we both have the Packers. I just think, look, as much as I love Lovey and as much as Lovey shot me down last year in London, your schedule changes when you play on Sunday, and then you have to turn around and go on the road to play on Thursday.
So you're saying he should have flown to London earlier. All right.
Anyway,
well, let's get to the 10 a.m. game Pacific time. 10 a.m.
Kansas
games.
City Chiefs at Buffalo Bills.
Fortunately, we have one fewer 10 a.m. game this week.
Yes, we have the 0-1 Chiefs.
No, we don't. What we have,
no, we have
is that
more.
The Monday night game.
Yeah, we just have one Monday night game. Right.
Damn it!
Yes, so we have the same
Steven, game. I can't watch 9 games at once.
You can't. And don't try.
I do.
Don't see that. No, no. I pick a game. What's a game I want to watch?
I put
Boom.
My direct.
That's on the big screen.
I put my DirecTV in a quad box with 4 games that I want to watch.
See, I can't do that.
And then I've got the red zone still. Then I've got the network games up.
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy.
And that still doesn't get me all the games.
Yeah.
That makes me mad. Let's go to Vegas. Vegas.
Unfortunately, I have to. We can go week 5. Cowboys aren't a bye that week. And I don't have to work that week.
Oh, may I?
Let's do it.
Oh, may I?
I'm ready to go.
All right.
I did quite well last week.
I did quite well last week also.
Let's just
say. But mine wasn't involving football.
Oh. Okay, what was it involving?
Look, cards.
Oh, I see. All
I took a few hours.
You took a few hours?
I had to pay my respects to the Indians.
Oh, okay. Well, whenever you do that, you should call me.
Steven, unfortunately, during limits are getting ridiculous.
Really?
On tables. Yeah.
When you go
Well,
to-
first of all, the $5 table, which is the lowest, is surrounded by just drunken boobs that don't have a clue, and they will take the bus card every time.
Right.
And from there, it goes through the roof.
Right.
$50 tables.
Right, never mind. I'm not sitting there.
That's what I'm saying. Right. Okay.
The Bills here, I think, got to bounce back.
Let me get a grand.
Well, that's very nice.
Just saying.
If I could borrow a couple $100, I'd be thankful. The Bills at home, Jeffrey, and here's why I like the Bills. It's not so much that I don't like the Chiefs before I get Chiefs fans hating me.
I actually like the Chiefs in this game, so go ahead.
Okay, well, I like the Bills because I like that they didn't stop fighting in that Jets game that got out of hand.
Yes, it did, and yes, they didn't stop.
And they came back, and I think they will not, and they, when I say they, I mean Ryan Fitzpatrick, will not make the mistake of throwing all those picks against the Chiefs. I think Spiller will come in and he will run the ball effectively against Kansas City.
Very disappointed. CJ Spiller was nowhere to be had in waivers. I guess he was drafted.
He was drafted. Yeah, he was drafted a lot.
Yeah, he was nowhere, and I was bummed.
And I think that Buffalo will be able to effectively shut down the offense of the Kansas City Chiefs. I believe that Mario Williams and his little speech afterwards about somebody better have these refs looking at offensive linemen holding me.
That will actually get
officials looking at the offensive line.
You know what? No matter how much that's weenie, it works.
It does.
It works.
It does.
Steven, I'm changing my pick. You've talked me into it. I'm sorry, and I know you own the challenge game pick this week.
I do.
And I regret
so
that we're both going to have that. Well, what I did, here's what I didn't like. At the end of all my picks last night, I was lamenting to my wife that I had 8-8 as far as home teams and road teams.
Wow, that's
and that's not right. That's not right. So where is the problem? And I could justify easily where you've got Redskins beating the Rams.
Right.
Okay, I can justify the Cowboys going into Seattle. I could justify that.
Right.
Some of these I cannot justify, and that's one that was a marginal. Therefore, why am I taking a road team if I think it's really close?
Yeah.
If it's tight.
I've got six road teams. I mean, it is road
four,
team week.
Six.
I got
me
six.
Two now.
Oh, man, do we have the exact same
I don't
picks?
Know, but we will find out. So I agree with you, Steve, but this Chiefs team, look. Again, referencing my most powerful rankings, they are in mossy green, but they're near the top, and so is Buffalo. They're 23 and 26, respectively. Okay. So they're climbing out of the irrespectable and into respectable. And I like these teams. I think they're up-and-comers, and I think they're going in the right direction.
I just think for next year, I would hold off on the Moss till about week three.
I'm telling you, these are teams that were painful to watch last week.
Okay, you could probably have Cleveland and Miami and Moss. I would hold off on the other because what I'm finding
you don't
is
think
that
Arizona belongs there.
After
you
week
don't think
one,
Oakland belongs there.
After week, well, yeah. Oakland looked bad because of the situation they put themselves.
You don't
in.
Think Carolina belonged there. You don't think San Diego belonged there. They barely won a game where they were given the ball how many times?
On the road, playing a division rival, and you still won by 8, and you were leading by 16 with 2 minutes to go.
Wow, the memory of Steven Miranda. Point taken.
Okay.
Point taken.
So there you go. That's all I've said about the Mossy. But so we both have the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, and I'm feeling a little bit better about this. They've got to bounce back. I mean, they really played so piss poor. Yeah. That was part of the problem. Which made me take the Chiefs because the Chiefs actually represented themselves well, and they just lost. They did, but they looked really good. Now, what if they actually took the week one and said, "We're going to buckle down"? Because I just so believe in their coaching staff. I think that they've got the right people involved there in Kansas City. Now, guys, we need to put this into 60 minutes of focus.
Look, the fact of the matter is, both of these teams gave up 40 plus points last year.
40 burgers, but so did other people.
True. But now they're going against each other, so I must stick with the home team on this one.
The over-under on this one is 45. I'm thinking the under on this one.
I'm not sure. I would go over.
You would go over. Interesting.
I think the defense...
Bills are favored by 3.
I'm expecting a kind of like a 28-24 type of a game.
Fascinating. Okay. Yeah. That's what you see. The Cleveland Browns 0-1 go to the Cincinnati Bengals 0-1. I thought we'd do time brackets.
Oh, I see.
We're
I'm
in the
sorry.
10 a.m. game.
Okay, so we're in the 10 a.m. game. Cleveland at Cincinnati. Here's my question for the Cleveland
Bengals
Browns.
Bengals -7.
How long before you decide, oh, my God, 28-year-old rookie Brandon Whedon, maybe it's not what we wanted. Let's go back to Colt McCoy.
And this has nothing to do with being caught underneath the American flag.
Nothing to do with that. No.
Although that was funny.
When you start off with a QB passer rating of 5.1,
as you pointed out to Kostaki, 0.1, don't chip him.
Yeah, don't chip him, man. A passer rating that was just slightly above his 5.05 ERA when he was playing baseball.
But well below my 40 time. All we are saying is give
Jeff's
Colt 8, a chance.
Jeff's 8.5.
All we are saying is give Colt a chance.
Had
this is
they
a bad
even
team.
Had the Browns even just been even remotely decent on offense, they destroy the Eagles.
They destroy the Eagles, and they get a whole bunch of fans.
They
get a lot of people in the dog pound who go, Maybe I will keep my season tickets for another year. Maybe.
They were bad, dog. They were bad. I got Cincinnati. Cincinnati.
Bad dog.
Was just unfortunate. They went to a Ravens home team that the Ravens haven't lost.
They're going
at home.
To the Super Bowl. I already said it. They're winning, okay?
Yeah, plus the
That's
Ravens
who
haven't
beat you.
Lost at home in, I don't know, like
a long time.
Years. So I comfortably have the Cincinnati Bengals.
I do too, and I think that they cover comfortably at home the 7 points.
Yes. It's tough. Just to,
divisional
for
game
for the Browns. Rookie quarterback, rookie running back, rookie wide receiver. They're all starting for you. You're gonna take some bumps before you get better.
And yep.
So there you go.
And Trent Richardson he rested yesterday.
Yes.
Practicing today.
Yes. The Minnesota Vikings travel to Indianapolis to face Andrew Luck and the Colts. What do you got?
Dude, what I got, the line says that the Vikings are favored by a point. Colts 1 point dogs at home. Beware of the home dog. And I am taking the Indianapolis Colts to beat the hapless Vikings. These are both bad teams. Minnesota is not Mossy Green, and Indianapolis is.
Yes.
But you're going into Indianapolis.
Yeah.
And I don't think that the Minnesota Vikings travel well. I love what I saw in Adrian Peterson, and I want it so badly. And I thought that Ponder looked better. Their defense is not getting it done, and I think that Andrew Luck is going to have more time, and I still stand by my man.
Fine,
okay.
I'm locking it in before you can change your mind and make it a I have the Minnesota Vikings.
And you want to make it the challenge game?
Indianapolis.
Because once it's declared, it's declared.
Okay. Hold on. Can I see what other games we did differ on?
I'm not manipulating.
First, unless I start talking here, then you change your mind over to the Colts.
That's why I was suggesting that you might want to lock it. Because you talk me into changing my mind so often.
I may lock it in. You know what? I am locking it in. I am locking it
now
in.
Now people are like, why does Steven let Jeff manipulate him? Shut up.
I'm not locking it in yet. I want to see what other games we differ on. But here's the thing. I like the Minnesota Vikings. The Colts gave up way too many yards on the ground.
Yeah.
And Adrian Peterson's going to come in here and have a great time. They're not going to put
how many yards?
The Colts gave up?
No, I'm asking how many AP's going to get. 148?
He'll definitely go over 120.
Yeah.
I think he runs for over 120 in this game. They won't ask Christian Ponder to do that much that he had to do last week and freaking drive him into field goal range at the end of the game just to tie the game and go to overtime. They put it on Adrian Peterson. They go after the Colts. And I think the Vikings defense, when they start putting pressure on the quarterback, and I think they'll put some pressure on Andrew Luck, the Vikings will be able to win this game.
Yeah, I just think that Andrew has enough going on there. He's deepening those connections with his receivers, especially Reggie Wayne, and he's going to be doubled, but he's still Reggie Wayne.
Wasn't Reggie Wayne like a steal in fantasy football, like in the
11th
round?
Yes, he was, because we didn't know if anyone was going to be able to get him the ball. But but Andrew has worked a lot to get the ball to Reggie Wayne.
First game that we differ on here. Now, the Oakland Raiders
travel to Miami, South Beach.
Do I even have to ask you who you got in this game?
How can Miami go 0-16 if they win a game?
You got them winning?
How can Miami go 0-16 if they win a game? Do I think Miami's going 0-16? Hell yes.
Oh, okay. So you've got the Raiders winning.
Yes.
Okay, then why are you saying if they win a game? Okay.
I didn't.
Oh, okay.
I didn't say they were going to win.
Oh, okay.
I said, how can they go 0-16 and win? You can't.
You can't, no.
Therefore, they're going to lose.
I was the one who put them on 0-16 watch. That's why
I support that,
and
I have the Brownies in there as well.
Yeah, I did kind of add the Cleveland to the 0-16.
Yes, and I want that watch kept. I want a sentry at the gate, well-armed. Because they are 0-16, baby.
we both got Oakland. Look, Oakland fell.
And Oakland's not good.
Let's be clear about this. Let me give Oakland a little bit of credit.
Little love for Oakland now coming from Steven Miranda.
Yeah. Oakland Raider Nation going to have some love here. And this, look, that defense kept him in that game.
Yes.
As often as bad snaps gave the Chargers possession inside Raiders territory.
Mostly long snaps.
And all the Chargers were able to continue to come away with
field goal.
You got to give some love to that defense.
Love Nate Kading.
I'm pretty sure the Raiders have gone out, done their research, got a long snapper.
Due diligence, dare you say?
And even if John Conda, who is their Pro Bowl long snapper, by the way, even if he's back, I'm sure they've now got an emergency backup in case he gets hurt again.
So you're saying that rookie head coach Dennis Allen has
learned his lesson.
He told Reggie McKenzie, dude, And we're both new to this, so okay. Yeah. I don't mean anything. No offense, okay? Why didn't I have a backup long snapper on my roster? Yeah. Well, Dennis, I mean, I'm just...
McKenzie, because nobody has a backup long snapper on their roster.
No, I understand
but,
that.
Dennis, you should have had somebody prepared to step in.
Reggie, I appreciate that I should have had somebody prepared for that, but you got to give me somebody who did it in college or something to have on my roster that I could go to in case I screwed up.
Let's find you an offensive lineman somewhere.
That's all I'm asking for, Reggie. That's all I'm asking for.
So there you go.
So this shouldn't be a problem anymore in Raider Nation.
Plus, I think McFadden, if you own him in fantasy football, play
this
him.
This is
starting,
his week.
Dude's going to go off. Look,
this
the fact
could
of the
be
matter
his best week
is that
of the
he
season.
Was targeted most by Carson Palmer. Clearly, right now, when no Denarius Moore, no Jacoby Ford, the only guy Carson Palmer trusts to catch the ball is Darren McFadden.
You left out Darius Hayward Bay.
Yeah, exactly.
But you know why? Because he's not worth mentioning.
Yeah, exactly.
If you own him in fantasy football and you're starting him, just give up.
Yeah.
Just quit. Yeah.
So McFadden is clearly going to be seen. Not
he's
only is he going to get a lot
gonna
of runs,
run, he's going to get a lot of catches. The out passes, the dump offs, and you know what he does with those dump offs? He finds holes.
He does. McFadden is clearly the way to
22
go.
22 points fantasy football this week. I am out there with, you know what? I need to make sure I get him for our Sky Sports. I want him.
I played him last week.
You played him last week. I've got him.
I'll play him again.
I'm going to go this week with him, which means we got to find some place where we differ.
The only change I'm making on my roster from last week is I'm changing quarterbacks. I'm sitting Chubb. And I don't know who I'm starting yet.
I have a lot of changes I have to make, obviously. I came in fifth. Which
is not bad. Fifth of 10.
And given that none of my guys performed, I take fifth as pretty good. Yeah. So for those who don't know, Steven and I are, what do they call it, celebrity?
Celebrity fantasy football experts.
Yeah, celebrity experts on Sky Sports telecast that they'll be probably unveiling tonight at halftime because we didn't have a week's worth of games. So we'll be in there with Cecil and Big Kev.
Did I tell you what I decided?
What did
as
you
my,
do with your name?
The Kaiser Soces.
Okay, but I don't think anyone's going to get that.
I think everybody. I think that
everybody.
It's a very popular movie, both here
name.
And abroad.
Okay, but I know the phrase, but I don't.
It's the name from the character from Unusual Suspects. At the end,
Usual
Kaiser
Suspects.
The Usual Suspects. Yeah,
not Unusual.
No, okay. I said I corrected myself. Right. Usual. The Usual Suspects.
Yeah, I only see
Kevin
it once.
Spacey.
Kevin Spacey, one of my favorite actors
Kaiser
of all
Soce.
Time. Yeah, I need to go back to see the movie again.
And he's
clearly.
in the with the detective. And
don't give it away because I'm going to go watch it again this week.
Okay, yeah,
and don't worry, I won't remember.
Yeah,
so.
Just remember Kaiser Soze.
I apparently will.
Yeah,
because that's a fantasy football team name.
Yes, it's the Kaiser Soze.
What did I come up with for mine? I was proud of mine a little bit.
I forgot.
Me too. But look for it at halftime of Sky's broadcast tonight and this weekend. The Oakland Raiders are going to win. The
we
Cardinals
both have the Raiders
at Patriots.
Oh, please!
Wow. Wow, okay.
13.5-point favorites for New England. At home,
Take
the Patriots and give the points.
Yes, give
they're
the
gonna
points.
Win, they're going to win by 20.
Okay, so here's the – you give the points for those new at wagering. That means the Cardinals start essentially 14-0.
Yes.
That's the opening start. Score when they kick off.
Yes.
Fine.
It's going
to
be okay.
At the end of the game, it'll be 48-14.
Something like that.
They will not have scored.
Arizona will score a few points. Let's
a
say
few field goals.
Let's say 48-20. How
but
about that?
It won't matter.
Yeah, it won't matter.
Okay, that's enough about this game. Arizona, yes,
have New
they
England.
Are. And
here was
New
a,
England is my number two team in my fantasy, in my powerful rankings.
That was, I think, the other thing that I had
you didn't
a little,
like New England being number
I
two.
I would have put the Ravens. I think the Ravens showed a lot more in their win.
They did.
They did.
But New England is still better right now.
Okay.
The fact that Wes Welker, that they were able to scheme him out completely and go with three tight ends in New England and still dominate. And it's like we didn't use one of our best players just for fun.
I wouldn't be surprised if Wes Welker's on his way out.
He is on his way out. He will never. This is his last season.
I'm talking before
mid-season.
The end of the season.
Well, that could be
Bill
the case
Belichick,
for Greg Jennings, too.
Bill Belichick does crazy things like that.
And look also for Greg Jennings to leave well before the trade deadline.
Yeah.
Because he's not going to sign a new deal there. And they've got so many wide receivers.
I wouldn't be shocked if teams that are struggling for wide receivers right now made a trade with
There's only 10 of them that are struggling for wide receivers.
Made a trade with New England, and Wes Welker's on his way.
And why not Green Bay?
Green Bay could be very well be one.
Because they're so deep. I picked up all Green Bay's wide receivers in fantasy football. Just to see who is going to become Aaron's new best friend. To go along with Jordy Nelson. My gosh. Okay, so we've got the Patriots here.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
B-U-C-C-A-N-E-E-R-S. Go Bucks.
Go to New York to face the Giants. Giants.
Oh, that's too bad. They're pissed off. They're hurt.
11 games.
11 days.
11 days, yes. To stew on their loss.
And when stews for 11 days, it gets tender.
Yes.
And it tastes runny. Better. And maybe it goes bad. Okay, bad analogy. The Giants are going to dominate the poor Buccaneers, and it's the Giants' defense that is going to kick the living crap out of poor Freeman.
My only concern is if the Giants don't have their secondary back. If they still don't have a Mookie
Moore. Oh, Josh can chuck it.
And Vincent Jackson.
And V-Jax.
Mike Williams.
Yeah.
Dallas Clark now at tight end.
They got guys.
He's got a lot of people
yes,
he can
does.
Throw the ball to.
He has
to.
Weapons.
And just like the Cowboys exploited that secondary when Cole went out.
And they're not good. They're not good. But their front seven is so good.
It is.
But you know what Josh is so
Josh
good at?
Josh can get
is
out of the pocket.
Avoiding.
He's elusive just he's like elusive. Romo. That's what Romo did.
Well,
they wound up always.
I'm sorry. He's a hell of a lot more athletic than Romo as far as legs.
Exactly. Yeah. And so I'm saying is
and
that.
And if Romo was able to avoid the pressure of the Giants seven, how much more so a young kid?
I'm taking the Giants only because the Bucs are going to have to show it to me more than just that. Great performance
Could
at
you
home.
Imagine if the Giants started 0-2 at home? Dude, you've got 8 more games on the road. Yeah. And you're 0-2 already, and you've got 2 of your 8 home games behind you.
Yes.
That's the reason that the Giants can't lose this game.
They cannot. And I think that I'm going to play. I know it's week
wow.
1, but I'm playing the desperation card right
yeah, oh
here.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
They're desperate.
Steven,
they can't
me too.
Be 0-2.
I like the Bucs.
I'm taking the Giants.
The Giants are favored by 7.5.
This close.
I don't touch that line.
To take it. I don't know. This game won't make my card.
Okay.
But I was this close to taking the Bucs simply on the fact with if their Giants secondary is as bad as they played against the Cowboys
yeah.
last week, Freeman's going to exploit that, and to hell with running the ball with Doug Martin. Let's throw it 50 times.
Well, and let's not forget LeGarrette Blount will be back and very healthy. So you now have 2 viable running backs, Martin being the better of the two. But you now actually have.
What happened to that defense? They allowed 10 rushing yards last week. So I don't know if Bradshaw runs this week. I'm gonna play Bradshaw only because I think he is going to be able to be a little bit better than T'Angelo Williams last week. But if the Bucs go on the road into New York and stop that Giants rushing attack.
Look out.
Watch out.
Look out.
Watch out, NFC South. The Bucs are going to be playing some good football.
Seriously. Wow. Steve and I both reluctantly have the Giants. Ravens at Eagles. Another morning game on CBS Sports.
Can somebody tell me?
It's the dumbest way to light
Las
of the day.
Where in Las Vegas?
It's everywhere.
Do they see the Eagles being 2.5 points better than the Baltimore Ravens?
Harris.
Cue up the
Mirage.
Sound, because this is it.
Which sound is it?
It's the dumbest wager line of the
oh,
week.
I like I have that
oh,
on my card anymore.
It? Okay.
I remember my card's been through a lot of iterations.
Freaking idiot.
Thank you.
Are you taking any prescription medication?
Yes,
anyways, Jeffrey,
I am.
You don't have it. It's our dumbest
well, I'll do
wager
it.
Line.
The NFL Rants and Raves most dumbest wager line of the week.
If you are in a locale that allows you to wager on a football game, put some money
take a second on
the Ravens. They are giving you Baltimore and 2.5 points, which means, in essence, the Eagles have to win by a field goal. Not going to happen in a million years.
Eagles don't win this game in
period.
My period. Okay?
So take the dog.
And you're getting points. You're getting the team that will likely win in points. And that, my friends, is when you make a little larger wager than you usually make. So we're not saying to be irresponsible. But if you usually wager 40, wager 50.
Yeah.
If you usually wager 20, wager 30. Make a little bit, because it's not a sure thing. There's no such thing as sure things.
Sure thing.
But this is as close to a sure thing as you get.
Get it now, because I guarantee you, Jeffrey.
Who the hell thinks the Eagles are going to win?
I guarantee you, when this game kicks off, the Ravens will be favored.
You think that the line will swing?
That's how much the line's going to move.
3 points?
Absolutely. Everybody and their dog is going to come in.
Maybe a pick.
They're going to come in putting money on the Ravens big.
Yeah,
and by the time this kicks off, that line's going to be Ravens -1, -1.5. Watch.
It's going to be the Eagles -1. I'm sorry. No, Ravens. So -1. Eagles +1.
Yeah, Eagles +1.
That's where it should be.
It's going to move.
The line, if you ask me, the line should be Eagles +2.5.
Yes.
So I think they're off by 5 points.
And at that point, the casino takes that game off the parlay card.
Off the board, too, yeah. Sometimes, because yeah, exactly. You know what? We can't take a bath on this one game. That's enough of us, what we say. The Eagles are struggling mightily.
We both have Baltimore.
The Ravens are a really good team.
To win this game.
I've got them winning the Super Bowl, and you don't get to the Super Bowl without beating bad teams on
right.
the road.
And I think that Ray Rice has a big game in this. Look, I also think LeSean McCoy will have a big game, because the Baltimore Ravens
they struggled.
Gave up about 130 yards last week to Cincinnati.
Yeah, but that's the thing. They're a good defense, and they still
they'll give up you out yards. Of the end zone.
Right, they'll give up yards, but they won't give up the big play.
They'll keep you out of the end zone. So I like both Ray Rice and LeSean McCoy, but at the end of the day, Baltimore wins this game and they win it big.
New Orleans Saints at the Carolina Panthers.
One of the hardest.
Oh, and one.
Games
somebody will get to 500. You know what, Steven? This isn't that hard a game for me to pick, because, frankly, I've gone back and seen the Saints game again in isolation, and I don't know how they were ever in that game, and they were in it the whole time.
They were at home.
They that doesn't keep you in a game. Honestly, mathematically, how they were in the game is what I'm saying. They played so badly.
Well, but Jeffrey, they were in the game because they got a block punt that they returned
for a touchdown.
That block
punt was – but you know when that came? That came after Drew Brees
Before the half, though.
Right before the half. The Saints turned it over deep in their part
exactly.
of the field.
They held the Redskins to 3 and out.
And then they blocked the punt.
And they blocked the punt for a touchdown.
They should
have. And they're going to halftime only down 3 instead of being down
10.
10.
Right.
That's a big difference.
That's a huge difference. And those turnovers at the end of halves are gigantic. And the Saints just aren't this bad. And the Panthers are not this good yet. I've got the Saints beating the Panthers on the road.
Here's the thing. The Saints and Carolina, in Carolina, the Saints are a different football team.
Well, the Saints are a different football team outdoors, period.
They're 3-3.
Now you're scaring
Carolina.
Me. Don't scare me. I believe in the Saints. Okay. I believe in the Saints.
And the reason I'm taking the Carolina Panthers is because, first of all, those six games, Jeffrey, where I tell you they're 3-3, they've been decided by 3 points or less.
Well, the line is 2.5. Saints are favored by 2.5, Panthers 2.5 point dogs at home, and fear the home dog here. Panthers, Steven's taking the home dog.
I'm going to go with a team that I think gave a little bit too much credit. I said they're going to start off hot. Well, maybe not. I think they'll struggle in Carolina.
I'm very concerned about how they started last week. Week two, maybe, and as everyone says, the losses aren't as bad as they looked and the wins aren't as good as they looked. Yeah. And I think that's the case here for both these teams probably. So the Saints play a lot better and the Panthers play a lot better. And this will be one that will be on my television,
I think,
a Panthers fan.
I think Cam made some mistakes last week. That, quite frankly, I don't think he makes again.
He stayed back too much. He did not get aggressive enough.
Absolutely.
He stopped being Cam.
Be Cam.
Don't turn into Mike Vick. You know why? Because you're a lot bigger and younger and stronger.
I did chuckle at your he was Superman from Superman 3.
The one with Richard Pryor. Yes. That was horrible. Thank you for liking that in my powerful rankings.
Chuckled. I
never make Steven laugh.
Can you please go back and be the Superman from the first Superman?
From the Superman 1 or 2. Both good movies.
Yeah, 2 when he took on the three bad people.
Yeah, that was badass. In the Supertramp album cover from Crime of the Century album cover.
That
joke was for you, Ed.
Superman 2 was
classic rock reference just for listener Ed.
That was one of my favorite movies, Superman 2.
Awesome.
I loved it.
Did you like the hot chick with the short hair that could beat the crap out of everyone, didn't you?
Awesome. I will admit. I was like,
yeah,
you know, how she you was doing? In that black suit with the black boots.
And that black leather looks a little tight. Like, you wanna
I don't even know
slip
who
out
the,
of that.
I don't even know who the actress
she
was.
She saw the Russian like, one, and the fact yeah. that she had a Russian accent.
And then the accent.
Oh,
there you
you're
go.
Killing me.
Like, will you please just
the
spank
Houston
me?
Texans.
Spank me. Okay.
And make me wear a dog collar.
The final
at the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Final warning came. Houston and Jacksonville.
Wow.
I love
this
me
gonna be
some
a great
Houston,
game.
Texas.
This is going to be a great
love
game.
Me
Houston's
going to
play
Houston,
a lot better
Texas.
Than they did last week because they can't.
Well, you
worse.
Know what? I think it's just a matter of, you know, they were losing 3-0, right? And all of a sudden it was like, oh, thank you, Ryan. Oh, thank you, Ryan. Hey, rookie, just give us another one. Hey, Ryan, thank you. It's like, oh,
we should do something.
We're up 24-3. How'd that happen? Where we just... I mean, I just looked a minute ago. We were down 3-0. Yeah. What happened?
You were playing the
Thanks,
worst team in football. And
I don't think that it's going to take them, you know...
As long to get going.
Waiting for Gabbert to, you know, give them
Gabbert,
three
Gabbert,
interceptions
Gabbert,
in
Gabbert, Gabbert. And Gabbert's better than Gabbert last year. And MJD will have
slightly.
Another week of practice.
Gabbert is slightly better.
Slightly better.
Yeah, man. All those people who took Rashard Jennings in the 10th, 11th round... I raised my hand.
High five.
Not very happy with MJD coming in and ruining things.
He ruins the party because I think he's a hell of a running back, Steven.
Yeah, he is. He is.
I do. He's not MJD.
Did you hear where he said I could have ran the ball like 100 times in last week's game?
No.
That's how fit he was.
Wow.
That's how in shape he kept himself. He's like, I felt so good.
You're talking about Maurice.
In that game. Maurice Jones-Drew,
okay.
Yeah. I felt so good in that game. I could have had another 100 attempts.
Yeah, but dude, you got a whole season and your team's not very good and they're going to depend on you
and
heavily.
They're going to need you. So
they're going to feed you the rock 25 times and say thank you.
Yeah.
And you've got a good backup there. We both got Houston here. Yep. But we did run two games so far, so you got plenty of choices here.
Yes.
Now you can hit bang us into the afternoon games, as we call them out here. Hey, you know, it just depends on where you live. But out here in Cali, we call them afternoon games.
Yeah, if you're in London, it's the 9 p.m. game.
It's the 9 p.m. game. It's the game right before I go to bed. You know, if I don't like football night in America, which if you don't like Lions at 49ers, what the heck's wrong with
you? What are you doing, man?
What the heck's wrong with you? But Redskins start off going. Yes, the Redskins, quarterbacked by whom?
Robert Griffin III.
Say my name. Flavor Flav, Flavor Flav.
I'm saying it.
Yeah.
I'm saying it. Robert Griffin III, man.
Goes to Seattle.
How can I not take Robert Griffin III this week?
Seriously.
Tell me how not to take it.
All right. Here's how the Rams win this game. Robert gets hurt on the first play.
Ooh, why you got to go and jinx a brother like that?
I can't stop him.
You can't.
There's nothing. This 6 foot two and a half.
You can only hope to contain him. You can't stop him.
I have been measured, and I'm shrinking. I'm that freaking old.
You're shrinking.
I'm shrinking. Not like I'm 5 foot tall now, but I'm 6 foot two and three quarters now, where I was 6'4".
Not to be confused with shrinkage.
Oh, no, but that happens.
It does.
Especially when I don't know how you guys live with those things.
Yeah, I know. It's like
Elaine.
A frightened turtle.
Like a frightened turtle. I don't know how you guys live with those things.
I love it.
We
Anyways.
Don't either. Redskins at Rams. That's what it would take for Robert.
Washington.
Washington wins on the road, and who would have thought that this Redskins team could start 2-0 and really be a team that is feared? And you know what? Having looked at their game again in isolation, their defense impressed the hell out of me.
Really?
So, Steven, I think that what Shanahan is doing there is terrific. I love the running back who shall rename Faceless.
Butler?
No.
The Butler.
Oh, the Butler. Yes, Alfred Morris. The Butler. Or I still like the man who shall remain faceless because they have his picture now. And by the way, he's owned in 98% of leagues now.
Yeah, because he was...
But when I got him last week...
He was the hottest waiver wire pickup of the day. By the way.
What about Ogletree?
He was second.
Okay. I'm like, come on. Yeah, Ogletree wasn't out there.
Ogletree was second.
That's interesting. But yeah, I think Alfred Morris, if, it's just staying out of Shanahan's doghouse.
Yeah.
And the way you do that is you don't fumble.
Don't fumble and do what you're told, basically.
Don't create negative plays.
Yeah.
Don't be involved in negative plays. And you will be the guy for 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
You create negative plays. You will never see the light of day in the NFL again. That's how sad it is. You can't even make it on another team. Just ask your friends about Timmy Hightower.
Yeah.
Ask about some of these guys that were great quarterbacks. No Sean Marino. Do you know Sean Marino?
Running backs.
Running backs that have been close to Mike Shanahan who have gotten on the wrong side of him. He has a way of, like a South American dictator, of making them disappear. So that's just some advice to the butler.
I do like Alfred Morris. I will admit I picked him up a couple places. I like what I saw. Let's see what he does this week.
Sure.
And
but you know what? He's running against the Rams, and their defense ain't that impressive yet.
No, not yet. We both like the Redskins.
Yes, sir. Yes,
moving
sir,
on to Seattle.
Is there
Seahawks
a game going on?
Coast the Dallas Cowboys. Cowboys favored by 3, 41.5. I actually like the over in this game.
41.5. I think you're probably right. Russell Wilson gets to play in front of his home team for his home fans for the first time, and it will be freaking loud.
It will be loud.
And Tony Romo will have to be, you know what? Here he's going to have to man up, and he's going to have to overcome the demons of last time I was there.
Yeah, I don't think that bothers him anymore.
Well, what he's going to show is that it doesn't.
Yeah.
And that's, again, part of Tony Romo's maturation process has been, yeah, that was part of my story, but that's made me stronger.
Yeah, I think he's
he's looking forward to playing there. That's what's really scary. And this Cowboys team has had the same 11 days that the Giants have had.
Yeah.
They're going to be fine. Cowboys are going to be fine, Mr. Jones.
I've seen, like, far too many places that this is a game the Cowboys will lose. And I was like,
Based how do you get 11 days to?
Based on what?
You're coming off a bye week, basically.
Yeah. You've had a long rest.
Very. You played on Wednesday. You didn't play on Thursday.
And Tony Romo's facing a team that allowed 210 yards passing to the combination of Kevin Cobb and John Skelton.
Scary skeletons.
If those two guys can throw for 200 plus on you,
Romo's getting 350.
300 plus. 300 plus.
I'm going to dial it in. 350.
Yeah. It's going to be a big game for the Cowboys. I've got Dallas.
Yeah. You know, and for Doc Rob, we so appreciate the invitation to come up and watch the game
really
with you.
Really wish we could do it, Doc. We just couldn't swing
then
it.
Then your wife has to go and tempt me with another airfare deal
where for
$200 round trip, we could be watching the game with Doc Rob. And I'm like, but we can't.
We cannot, unfortunately. It's too late for me to request.
Yeah. Ugh. Well, I'd love to sit with the peeps.
Well, yeah. But
you got to work. I know. You got to work the game. You're working the game. And again, you're working the game for Bleacher Report.
Bleacher Report. That's right. Every Cowboys game, live during the game, I'm putting analysis on the players and how the team's looking and stuff like that.
So if you have any interest in Steven and or the Cowboys, you'll want to absolutely follow that.
Yeah, follow along. It's been fun. And then the day after the game, I put
the
my Dallas Cowboys.
The grades are awesome.
I put the final grades, and then I do the Cowboys good, bad, and ugly of the game. And then after the entire week, I do my good, bad, and the ugly for the entire NFL, which I don't know if you got to read that.
I haven't.
Someone sent me a, wow, Steven, mighty big of you to put Robert Griffin III in your good section. I was like, how can you not? How can you not?
You have to. I mean, because you're saying his name.
I am. I mean, if I'm saying it, I got to give him props
in
the good. Yes.
You got to.
All right. We both have Dallas.
We both got Dallas.
Moving on. The New York Jets at the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Wow-wee. Prepare Jets Nation for a soft landing without landing gear.
Really?
They're going to set the crash plane down belly up.
They're not going to crash.
They're not going to crash.
It's going to be a crash landing.
It's going to be an emergency landing.
Emergency.
Head between your knees. Stewardess yelling, reminding everyone to assume the position.
I don't know. I saw this line and I was maybe.
The line says maybe, Pittsburgh minus 5.5.
Maybe Vegas and I aren't watching the same games. I don't know. Possibly. But I don't believe the Jets are 6-point dogs against the Pittsburgh Steelers.
This is a closer game than 5.5.
Yes.
That is the Vegas line.
Yes, absolutely.
This will be an exciting game.
I think it will.
When I say an emergency landing, I mean from fly high Jets, we're going to win the Super Bowl because we unloaded a 48 burger on somebody last week. You know, yeah, that was Trey impressive.
Yes.
But if Mark Sanchez does 75% of what he did last week, I will be massively impressed. And I believe he could do 65% of what he did last week, but I don't think he could do 75. And for him to match what he did last week, you're smoking dope.
Well, I still don't know. I've got tentatively the Steelers marked as my pick here.
Yeah. I affirmatively have the Steelers marked as
my pick. I might change this pick if I get any rumblings that Rex Ryan is going to allow Sanchez to run a no-huddle offense against the Steelers.
I don't want Mark running a no-huddle.
Oh, I do.
Because
he runs it great.
He does.
And last week, let me just tell you how different it was. Peyton Manning no-huddle.
Peyton Manning, Mark Sanchez being used in the same sentence. I'm not comparing them at all.
Hold on one second. Just listen.
That was like an obscenity.
Okay, just listen. In the three drives that Peyton Manning and the Broncos huddled, they only got 43 yards and no points. In the four drives that they did no huddle, they gassed the Steelers, they dissected them, and they scored all their points on those four no-huddle drives. If Rex Ryan lets Sanchez, who Sanchez runs a pretty good no-huddle.
He does.
If he lets him come out and no-huddle against the Steelers, I think the Jets win the game. And so I'm going to wait to hear rumblings from the Jets.
Rumble. All you're going to hear is rumblings and people's tumblies.
For now, I got Pittsburgh. Who do you got?
I got Pittsburgh all the way, dude. You're going to have a major injury happen to a player for me to jump off that bandwagon because there's no way that the Steelers start this season 0-2. There's no way. Rashard Mendenhall, I want to get the latest on him. Full participant in yesterday's practice.
Yeah, I'm not sure if he's playing, though, or not. He's practicing with
him. He will absolutely, even if he's active against the Jets, he's most likely going to be limited. Jonathan Dwyer was held out of practice with a foot injury. Emmanuel Sanders. Yeah, they still really smacked up, dude.
Yeah. It's
James Harrison, though, should be back. I would expect him on the field this week, and that's going to help a lot. Surgically repaired. Dude, this is like a walking wounded list. This team's like a MASH unit.
It is.
Marcus Gilbert, hyperextended left knee, is expected to be okay. That's 3 days ago.
All I know is that the injury to DeCastro and knocking him out the entire season for the Steelers, that offensive line is still awful.
Oh, they were bad before DeCastro went down, and now they're worse. And that's too bad.
So I'm taking the Steelers for now.
Noted.
Watch for emails and tweets. And
a change is only official if you get a twit or a Facebook. And our FEBA, I got to check our FEBA. Yeah. But I think we should be at 2,300 right now. And if we aren't, you may have the opportunity to push us over the edge, and you should absolutely jump on that opportunity. Oh, you get on Facebook, you start seeing pictures of the kids, and it makes you want to cry. The problem. So I'm not going to. We are at 29. We're at 22.99. We're still one person, like away from 2,300. Go be that person.
Final game of the afternoon. The Tennessee Titans travel to San Diego to face the Chargers.
Beautiful day in San Diego, it will be.
You know, the word is that Locker's going to try and play with his busted non-throwing shoulder to get the start again there for Tennessee.
San Diego's not getting a lot of pressure on the quarterback, and so I think that's an okay decision.
I don't know.
Here's the thing. Locker plays, the line for the Tennessee Titans plays much better because you so want your guy going out there. You want your captain going out there, so you play much more fiercely. San Diego. San Diego is a bad team. And I called them in my powerful rankings red zone challenged.
Yeah,
that's accurate.
Because
Nate Kading, he got me 18 points in fantasy football.
Proximity to San Diego might make
skew
you
things.
A little harsh.
It makes me a homer of sorts.
No, you just make them. It's harsh. You're a lot harsher on them. You're a lot harsher on the Chargers.
Honestly,
the Jaguars.
Honestly, Steven, they are the closest thing to really being my team.
Right.
Because just proximity.
Yeah, and so you're hard on
and
them.
The guys, I like Ryan Matthews. I like Philip Rivers.
The horribleness that you've seen.
But I've been to the practice, and what I saw that really disturbed me was his offensive line not able to protect him very well. I saw that when they were doing OTAs. I saw that some in the preseason, and I saw it last week against the freaking Raiders. The freaking Raiders. So, I look, I've got the Chargers.
That Raiders defense is no joke. I think you need to give the Raiders a little
I will give the Raiders more credit, but I've seen San Diego's offensive line look bad for the last 6 months.
Okay.
And not be able to protect him the way I need him to. I've got San Diego. I've got them probably even covering the 6 points. But I am concerned about the Chargers.
All right. I do got the Chargers as well. Moving on to football. Night in America. Now, I know I'm going to get in trouble with the wife.
Look,
but
Faith Hill, put the boots back on.
I'm going to get in trouble anyways. She looks amazing.
I mean, she is amazing.
Great legs.
She does.
But if you could just put the boots back
on. Put the go-go boots back on.
That was pretty impressive.
Accentuate the positive.
Accentuate the positive. Anyways, the Detroit Lions travel to San Francisco to face the 49ers. They ain't got no roar for me. We both have to agree on the roar before you give them a roar. And they got no roar. They should have destroyed the Lions. They cost me a 16 parlay card last week.
Ooh.
And the only one that I missed. Because they were supposed to spank the Lions by 7, and they couldn't do that. They get no roar.
Wow.
16 parlay card. Okay.
Six. Okay, I thought you were saying 16.
No. God. Oh, my God. They cost me a 16 parlay card. I would have flown up there and smacked Schwartz myself. Six.
Wow. I'm sorry. I'm very, very sorry.
Six beautiful teams all lined up. They were all hitting for me. Pow, pow, pow. And the Lions couldn't take care of the Rams.
All right.
I'm sorry. I'm good now.
49ers handle the Lions at home on Football Night in America on the revisited time where Jim Harbaugh goes and slaps him on the back.
It was a friendly handshake.
No, it was gregarious. It was not friendly because it was not appreciated by Jim Schwartz.
Okay.
Friendly is a two-way. Yes. It's much like consensual sex, Stephen.
Okay.
It takes two to tango.
But Jim Schwartz was getting a little bit of his own freaking medicine.
Absolutely. I don't disagree with
that
assessment.
And he's the one who blew it out of proportion.
He did.
If he just goes on about his own
business. I wish I had my baby crying sound because I would use it right now.
Yes, it would have been all right.
Because I thought you were being a little bit of a baby.
He was.
But they want to make it clear, both coaches, this is water under the bridge.
Yeah.
Water under the bridge.
Really?
Like a bridge under troubled water.
There's no way Harbaugh lets his team lose this game.
No. It's like, guys, you did really well. And our goals are higher than this.
Yeah.
What we're aspiring for is so much more than this. And this will be a terrific game. I do not touch the 7 points that the 49ers are favored by, but I do believe the 49ers win. Just how? I have no idea.
Yeah, no. It went to the wire last year, and the Niners they did win a big game in Detroit. And so I think they'll take care of business here in San Francisco. The Lions, look, they did a lot of good things last week. What's his name? Matthew Stafford has the chance, Jeffrey, to become the first quarterback ever in the history of the NFL to throw for 350 yards in 5 consecutive games.
It's too bad he has to go against the 49ers, isn't it?
If it was anybody other than the 49ers,
he does it.
I would say congratulations.
And
you're not throwing for 350
yards. Some fantasy
yards
advice. Start Megatron. Okay?
Yeah.
Don't bench him just because they're going against one of the top passing defenses in the league. He's still Calvin Johnson.
Yeah.
He's still taller than everybody else. And when you put triple coverage on him, he's still taller. And he gets his arms up. And so he's gonna reel in 100-plus yards and a touchdown. He won't do what he usually does, but he'll be good.
Yeah.
So you'll want to have him out there. But the 49ers will take care of business, and it's going to be a humdinger. And you will want to lose sleep. You'll want to lose sleep and tune in to the BBC and watch this game.
Go work the next day.
That's right. Next to Channel 4.
The final game, Monday Night Football.
Okay, did you see the picture of Mike Carlson's shirt from last week?
Yes, I did.
That was one of the ugliest shirts I've ever seen.
Does he always wear shirts like that?
No, usually they're frumpy. Okay? They're frumpy and wrinkled. That's hence the team Mike Carlson shirt in fantasy football.
I get the shirt.
But this
I
was just god awful ugly. This reminded me of a
Were they blue pastels or blue?
No, it was a white shirt with like little with blue waves. I thought they were waves.
Okay,
it reminded me of a bad episode of Love Boat, and no, there was not a good episode of Love Boat.
The Love Boat.
But Mike, if you're listening, buddy, I'm going to bring him a
shirt.
You know what?
Enough.
I'm going to go to Nordstrom's Rack, and I'm going to get him a nice shirt.
James works there.
Is he at the Rack?
He left In-N-Out.
For the Rack?
For Nordstrom Rack, yeah.
So he made it sound like he was working at Nordstrom proper.
No.
Huge difference, James, between Nordstrom and Nordstrom Rack. It's the difference between Ross and Saks Fifth Avenue. Okay, my friend? You work at the Rack.
Yes.
And I'm happy that you're not flipping burgers at In-N-Out. I'm really happy for you.
Yes.
But the guys, when you work at Nordstrom in the men's department, you might as well work at Brooks Brothers, okay? You are a commission-based sales guy, and you're making bank, and you are giving service that is beyond anyone's expectations for retail.
Right.
Nordstrom Rack, go stock it. Go stock shelves. By the way, those shirts are all frumpy. Yeah. Go straighten them out.
I'm pretty sure I saw it was Nordstrom Rack.
He misled me. I'm working Nordstrom now. That is an honorable job.
Yes.
And so is In-N-Out, for that matter, because they pay way beyond minimum wage.
But
and you're
I think
a punk kid.
He's making a little bit more money at Nordstrom Rack.
Well, great. Yeah. But it's not Nordstrom. It's not John W. Nordstrom.
No, it's not.
Okay? A Seattle-based company.
Let's get the Denver Broncos.
I'm sorry. I'm going back to my fashion days.
Atlanta Falcons.
My fashion days, tell me. Love shopping at Nordstrom's back when I could. But I'll go to the Rack, and I'll pick up Mike Carlson a shirt that he can wear that won't make anyone want to name a fantasy football team after him. Broncos at Falcons. Are we really here? Monday Night Football? Is it really Monday Night Football?
Yes.
And you hit-banged us and everything, didn't you?
I did.
Wow. Okay, Monday Night Football, the Broncos in Atlanta, the toughest game of the week to pick.
Yes, it is. That was my one game that I had difficulty in.
You vacillated?
I did.
Steven seldom vacillates.
I started with Denver.
I started with Denver, too.
I moved to Atlanta.
And I moved to Atlanta.
I went back to Denver.
And I went back to Denver.
But now I'm at Atlanta.
And I stayed at Denver. Fascinating journeys here, my friend.
It is.
Wow.
So you've got Peyton Manning and the Broncos.
And I'm so not comfortable with it, but I'm staying. You're not going
to
convince me.
I may have to wait till Monday Night Football for the challenge game.
That's not permitted.
What?
It's not permitted.
Why not?
It's against the regulations.
I said I was going to wait before we knew
We do know all the ones, and you have to declare on the show.
I know.
You have three choices.
I know.
You and should be I'm happy that I'm, you have three choices.
I might have to say Broncos-Falcons.
As a challenge game?
Maybe.
Dude, just think about it. And I don't care what you pick.
Yeah.
I care about you.
You have seven road games.
I have Raiders, Ravens, Saints, Texans, Redskins, Cowboys, Broncos, seven.
Yeah.
I had eight, and you took me off of the Chiefs. The Chefs. To me, if you're going to pick a road team, they damn well better be a good team. And with saying the Raiders, not, but it's the Dolphins. They're going to go 0-16.
I've decided that if I'm going to take a challenge game,
you
want to
be sad
turn,
at the end of the week.
No, I wanted. I'm going to go with a home team.
Ah,
I'm going to go with a home team, and my home teams this week are Carolina Panthers over New Orleans.
Yeah,
or Atlanta over Denver. And I'm going to go. I'm going to go with the Falcons.
It's not a bad pick.
It's not. I think Atlanta.
But Steven, let me just give you this one piece of advice, friend to friend.
Yes.
Okay. If you vacillated so much on this game, you're uncertain about the outcome.
I am.
So the Saints-Panthers, you didn't vacillate on.
I did.
And I'm not. Oh, okay.
Not like I did with the Broncos. Falcons.
So I would go with the game that I vacillate. Unless,
then
let me
I
be
go
afraid.
With the Vikings on the road. Because
let
I
me
have
be
no qualms with them beating Indianapolis.
It could happen.
Except It could happen.
It could.
Except I don't. You're not going to take road teams.
Road dogs. Especially, yeah, that's with 1 point. Jeez. Yeah. You've got a tough decision to make. I'll just leave it there.
I'm leaving it Atlanta.
All right.
Atlanta over the Broncos.
That being said, we kept it under 75 minutes, which is a miracle.
Good stuff. Challenge game, Atlanta over Broncos. Jeff has a 1-0 lead there.
Look for us on Sky Sport News Television tomorrow at our regular time, which should be about 8:30 p.m. in the UK.
I will be on Fox Sport tonight. We will do some stuff for Sky Sports News Radio tomorrow.
That you'll hear
as
some
well
pre-records
throughout the weekend.
And Talk Sport Radio as well.
Yeah, so lots of good stuff happening. Keep us keep listening. Thank you for listening. I'm Stephen Miranda.
I'm Jeff Fellis.
And I'll leave you with this. If you don't know where you're going, you're already there. We're out.
That's true.
Jeff's thinking about it.
I had to think about it.